Through the Bible, wealth is acquired. Wealth is gained. All through the Bible. Now listen, here's been the deal. How come then, Brother Dollar, I mean, when mine gonna come in? All right, watch this. I tell you why I hadn't come in. You ain't giving the blessing nothing to work with.
What?
You ain't giving the blessing nothing to multiply.
What?
You sitting up here talking about, oh Lord, I need $100,000. Hey, by next week, I felt $50,000, right? Hey, that go 30. I shot out 20. That ain't how it happened. That's not how it's happened. You're not giving the blessing anything to multiply. It's going to take the involvement of some materials. If you need money, it's going to take the involvement of money so it can be multiplied. It's not going to happen. I hate to disappoint you, but listen, folks, everything else is a fantasy. It's not falling out of heaven. God's not raining money out of heaven. It's not going to happen. You're going to have to get involved with your money.
What?
You're going to have to get involved with your money. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Brother Dollar, I ain't got but $2.50. What is that with all of everything I got to do? Same as that two-piece fish dinner. You take the not enough and give it to Jesus. Then he will bless it. And the next time you see it, it'll be in the over and the above. But we're so afraid. Now check out what the devil's been doing. We are so afraid to sow because we are convinced that every preacher is trying to take your money. And when any preacher does steal and misuse money, the devil makes sure he puts it all on the television, and you immediately think that all preachers are exactly like that old scum that did what he did. Not everybody is stealing money. If you'll notice, with most of the people that God has called to preach this message, he blessed them financially first and then sent them out to preach the message. So that you don't have to be afraid that somebody trying to steal. I mean, with a $1 million budget, who, what you gonna steal? We got to get rid of the fear. Afraid to sow because the word might not do what it said. And that's Satan giving you the number one fear of all, the fear that what God said in his word might not come to pass. That's what he wants every Christian to have. But now check this out. You're never going to know this if you don't apply what I've preached to you. And you're going to join the guys picketing outside. Because now you're going to have to search for an excuse to justify why you didn't get what the word said you can have. And it's never God's fault. It's always your fault.
What?
I like what Brother Jesse says. We blame God for our failure to receive. And we blame it on him. We got to change some things. Now, see, all of a sudden, this message has gone from pep rally to an internship where you're going to have to do something. Everything's always exciting when we think we're going to get something for free. We shout, we scream, we run around the front, and we do all kinds of little ballet stuff. Woo! Praise you, Lord! Woo! And then I say, you got to get some money. You know what? If you're tired of how everything is going, then do something different. Because as long as you keep doing the same thing, you're stuck in an insanity circle. You're insane. Because nothing's going to change because you keep doing the same thing. And when you can start giving because you have an affection for God and you want to give, instead of feeling like, well, bless God, I tell you what, every time I look around, they're talking about money. Well, as soon as you get some, we don't have to talk about it no more.
What?
Every time I look around, they're talking about money, talking about money, talking about money, talking about money. Well, as soon as you get some, we don't have to talk about it no more. I'll make a deal with you. I'll make a deal with you. Everybody in Madison Square Gardens, if you will become wealthy by next year, I won't talk about money.
What?
I shut my mouth up and talk about Daniel and the Lions then. Try me. Let 10, 15,000 people come back and say, I'm wealthy, I'm wealthy, I'm wealthy. Pass that half of me, I'm wealthy. Oh, I got mine. Oh, you should have seen how God did. I'm wealthy, I'm wealthy. I figure, hey, we need to talk about something else. Marriage. Are you following me now? Get a hold of this now. Begin to allow the blessing to multiply your material investments. Now, if you'll notice in the book of Mark, they sold in three different grounds and did not get a harvest until they sold in good ground. Are you listening to me? So just sowing won't get it. If you're hooked up with some, oh God, how do you say this nice? You know, I've never really been good trying to find nice words. I mean, I'm a nice person, don't get me wrong, but if you hooked up with some crook that's not preaching you, you know, preachers get mad. Well, y'all need to give some money. Well, give them some spiritual things. You have no right to expect anybody to give offerings if you're not giving them spiritual things.
What?
If you ain't teaching nothing, y'all not getting nothing.
What?
You understand what I said tonight? You got this in your heart? You gonna work on this thing, man? Now, I decided to go this approach instead of, you know, us hollering and screaming and slobbing all over the place. I wanted to get that over with in the beginning. Oh, man, Dr. Leroy Thompson gave us a revelation that changed the body of Christ. Money cometh to the body of Christ. You know what? And that was a word from the Almighty God.
What?
Somebody said, ain't no money came to me. That's because you've been stopping it up. Ain't no money coming to you because ain't no money came to him.
What?
What are you talking about? Money, you get a money coming to me now. Not if you ain't sent no money to him. I'm trying to get us away from fantasy into the reality of what it's going to take to walk in this prosperity. Would you bow your heads for a moment? Well, bless God, I tell you what, every time I look around, they're talking about money. Well, as soon as you get some, we don't have to talk about it no more. Well, bless God, I tell you what, every time I look around, they're talking about money.